Can you see a photon? Can you taste a molecule? You might be surprised by just how fine-tuned your senses are, and recent research has uncovered human powers we never knew existed. Here to share this research is Maureen Seberg with five big ideas from her new book, Fearfully and Wonderfully Made, The Astonishing New Science of the Senses. Maureen's writing has appeared in Psychology Today, National Geographic, Vogue, and other publications, and her own sensory powers have been studied by scientists. She joins us now to share five key insights from her book.
Hello, I'm Maureen Seberg, author of Fearfully and Wonderfully Made, The Astonishing New Science of the Senses for St. Martin's Press, and I'm a sensory research subject myself. I'm a laboratory-proven super color seer, or tetrachromat. I'd like to be your guide to the dawn of a new sensory renaissance, providing you the latest mind-blowing science, as well as inspire you to expand your own perceptual experiences. Here are five important insights from the work. Insight number one. The newest sensory research is a wake-up call and a new frontier for human development. There is a golden research era in perceptual laboratories now. They are awash in funding for AI, robotics, virtual mixed, and augmented reality. But as scientists try to achieve sentience in these artificial realms and match human experience, they are discovering humans are much more powerful than we know. We can see light at the level of a single photon, hear sounds with amplitudes smaller than an atom, smell a trillion scents, have a newly discovered set of taste buds for discerning fresh water, and can feel a single molecule change in thickness on a smooth surface with our bare fingertips. Even as the world becomes more advanced, we need to realize that we are the finest technology on the planet. We are ourselves soft tissue, high technology, according to anthropologist William C. Bushell. No machine can match us, and we reign supreme over the rest of the animal kingdom. It's like finding out that the oil painting your grandmother willed to you is an old master. Only you are the painting. You are much finer than you know. Insight number two. While there are super sensors among us, everyone can learn to sense more vividly and enhance their lives. The senses are plastic. One of the most fascinating people I spoke with for the book is a retired Scottish nurse and grandmother named Joy Milne. She's a super smeller. Joy detected a change in her husband's body odor 6 years before he developed Parkinson's disease, and has since helped scientists isolate the molecules she smelled to create swab tests for diagnosis. Now, thanks to her, doctors can discover Parkinson's as many as 10 years earlier than before and provide better initial care. Sensory insights such as this are such an elegant solution to many things, and she's now detecting COVID, cancer, and tuberculosis this way with researchers. By the way, if you want to know what COVID smells like, please read the book. Mrs. Milne teaches us to smell everything at least twice at various stages of an aroma's unfolding to become a better sensor. Sensing is also about exposure. I wrote of a Monell Center scientist who volunteered to prepare an unpleasant solution in his laboratory because he was part of the half of humanity who cannot smell it. Within weeks of exposure, he, too, smelled the chemicals. In my case, scientists say that if I did not have a large vocabulary for color, my tetrachromacy genes may not have become functional. So, by paying attention, having exposure, and creating language pathways for sensory things, you, too, can sense more widely. Insight number three, sensory abilities should be considered a form of intelligence. Given how powerful the senses are, it is possible that a new index I have coined, PQ, the perception quotient, is even more important to survival than one's IQ or EQ, emotional intelligence quotient. In fact, in 1884, when Sir Francis Galton created the first test for intelligence, he examined his subject's senses. He checked vision, hearing, and reaction times to various stimuli. A few years later, in 1890, James McKean Cattell pioneered the first standardized mental test. He also measured the speed and accuracy of people's sensory perceptions. Measures of sensory perceptions fell out of favor because they could not predict academic achievement. But I believe the world needs something more primal and animalistic now in this fragile age. PQ puts us in better touch with all our faculties, and unlike traditional intelligence, it can be learned and grown. Insight number four, you are already sensing things you dismiss or that do not rise to conscious awareness. Painter and mother of four, Carrie Barcombe, came to realize her own super abilities after a friend told her about Joy Milne's extraordinary nose. Looking back, Carrie realized it had been there all along. The sour smell of her children's breaths when they had stomach viruses, the burning taste in her own mouth when she was getting a cavity, the unique funk of her pet dog when it came down with a flea allergy. Please think of me as the friend who validates you and tells you these things are possible in the way Carrie's friend did for her. I know there are many other super sensors in the world waiting to be discovered, because I was not proven to be a tetrachromat until recently and in middle age, despite having the experiences my entire life. We live at the dawn of a new sensory climate and awareness, and I hope you recognize yourselves in my work. Insight number five, you can vivify your senses. I have distilled the wisdom of the latest sensory research and interviews with supersensors into a 10-step model to help you vivify your senses. Using the handy acronym PERCEPTION, I walk readers through simple and enjoyable steps. In addition to the practice, exposure, and vocabulary steps I noted earlier, one of the easiest and most enjoyable things to do to sharpen your perception is in the N of my acronym. It stands for nature. According to research, North Americans and Europeans are spending an astounding 90% of their lives indoors, which dulls the senses, and may be why we have been so wanton with the environment. Scientists found, on the other hand, that Malaysian hunter-gatherers who live off the land have a far more evolved sense of smell than more settled people. And they were also able to identify more colors when tested, though many of us in the developed world live lives vastly different from that setting. The benefits of being outdoors should inspire us to do so as much as possible. Please join me in an exciting new frontier in human potential and step into the power of your mighty senses. I can't wait to start a conversation with all of you about your own unique experiences. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy the book.
Thank you, Maureen. That was Maureen Seberg with five big ideas from Fearfully and Wonderfully Made, the astonishing new science of the senses. You might also like our book bite for Life in Five Senses, How Exploring the Senses Got Me Out of My Head and Into the World by Gretchen Rubin. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.